doing, she said. Now, Ellie, damn it! Muldoon didn't like Wu standing there with the door open, and he was about to say so when he saw a shadow descend from above, and he realized at once what had happened. Wu was yanked bodily out the door, and Muldoon heard Ellie screaming. Muldoon got to the door and looked out and saw that Wu was lying on his back, his body already torn open by the big claw, and the raptor was jerking its head, tugging at Wu's intestines, even though Wu was still alive, still feebly reaching up with his hands to push the big head away. He was being eaten while he was still alive. And then Ellie stopped screaming and started to run alongside the inside of the fence, and Muldoon slammed the door shut, dizzy with horror. It had happened so fast. Harding said, "He jumped down from the roof." Muldoon nodded. He went to the window and looked out, and he saw that the three raptors outside the fence were now running away. But they weren't following Ellie. They were going back, toward the visitor center. Grant came to the edge of the maintenance building and peered forward in the fog. He could hear the snarls of the raptors, and they seemed to be coming closer. Now he could see their bodies running past him. They were going to the visitor center. He looked back at Gennaro. Gennaro shook his head. No. Grant leaned close and whispered in his ear, "No choice. We've got to turn on the computer." Grant set out in the fog. After a moment, Gennaro followed. Ellie didn't stop to think. When the raptors dropped inside the fence to attack Wu, she just turned and ran as fast as she could toward the far end of the lodge. There was a space 15 feet wide between the fence and the lodge. She ran, not hearing the animals pursuing her, just hearing her own breath. She rounded the corner, saw a tree growing by the side of the building, and leapt, grabbing a branch, swinging up. She didn't feel panic. She felt a kind of exhilaration as she kicked and saw her legs rise up in front of her face, and she hooked her legs over a branch farther up, tightened her gut, and pulled up quickly. She was already 12 feet off the ground, and the raptors still weren't following her, and she was beginning to feel pretty good when she saw the first animal at the base of the tree. Its mouth was bloody, and bits of stringy flesh hung from its jaws. She continued to go up fast, hand over hand, just reaching and going, and she could almost see the top of the building. She looked down again. The two raptors were climbing the tree. Now she was at the level of the rooftop. She could see the gravel only 4 feet away, and the glass pyramids of the skylight sticking up in the mist. There was a door on the roof. She could get inside. In a single heaving effort, she flung herself through the air and landed sprawling on the gravel. She scraped her face, but somehow the only sensation was exhilaration, as if it were a kind of game she was playing, a game she intended to win. She ran for the door that led to the stairwell. Behind her, she could hear the raptors shaking the branches of the tree. They were still in the tree. She reached the door and twisted the knob. The door was locked. It took a moment for the meaning of that to cut through her euphoria. The door was locked. She was on the roof, and she couldn't get down. The door was locked. She pounded on the door in frustration. And then she ran for the far side of the roof, hoping to see a way down. But there was only the green outline of the swimming pool through the blowing mist. All around the pool was concrete decking. 10, 12 feet of concrete, too much for her to jump across. No other trees to climb down, no stairs, no fire escape, nothing. Ellie turned back and saw the raptors jumping easily to the roof. She ran to the far end of the building, hoping there might be another door there, but there wasn't. The raptors came slowly toward her, stalking her, slipping silently among the glass pyramids. She looked down. The edge of the pool was 10 feet away.